There's no limit to the number of times a person or organization can be nominated. In fact, Jane Addams, recognized as the founder of social work in the United States, was nominated 91 times before finally being awarded the prize. The absence of a laureate can also be symbolic. The 1948 decision not to award the prize following the death of Mahatma Gandhi has been interpreted as an attempt to respectfully honor the so-called missing laureate. As with the other Nobel Prizes, the Peace Prize can't be awarded posthumously. The secret selection process takes almost a year and is carried out by the 5 appointed members of the Norwegian Nobel Committee, who are forbidden from having any official political function in Norway. Starting with a large pool of nominations, exceeding 300 in recent years, they assess each candidate's work and create a shortlist. Finally, the chairman of the Nobel Committee publicly announces the laureate in October. The award ceremony takes place on December 10th, the anniversary of Alfred Nobel's death. The prize itself includes a gold medal inscribed with the Latin words Pro Pace et Fraternitate Gentium, or For the Peace and Brotherhood of Men, as well as a diploma and a large cash prize. Recently, it's been 8 million Swedish kroner, or roughly $1 million, which is split in the case of multiple laureates. And while laureates can use the prize money as they choose, in recent years, many have donated it to humanitarian or social causes. For many years, the Nobel Peace Prize was predominantly awarded to European and North American men. But in recent years, significant changes have been taking place, making the prize more global than ever. 23 organizations and 103 individuals, that's 87 men and 16 women, have made up the 126 Nobel Peace Prize laureates in history. They include Desmond Tutu for his nonviolent campaign against apartheid in South Africa, Jody Williams for her campaign to ban and clear anti-personnel mines, Rigoberta Menchú Tum for her work for social justice and reconciliation based on respect for the rights of indigenous peoples, Martti Ahtisaari for his efforts to resolve international conflicts in Namibia, Kosovo, and Indonesia, and Aung San Suu Kyi for her nonviolent struggle for democracy and human rights in Myanmar. They're just a few examples of the people who have inspired us, challenged us, and demonstrated through their actions that there are many paths to peace.